You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
No one knows more about the Basilica and National Shrine of Our Lady of Consolation than Friar Jeffrey Hines. This is one of a series of conversations between Brother Jeffrey and Friar Randy Kinn. In these interviews, Brother Jeffrey tells of the healing power and presence of God many have found at the shrine.
One of my favorite stories of my years at the shrine, and I was stationed there three different occasions for a total of 30 years. One of the most important things I think we do at the shrine is every Sunday afternoon, and whenever there's a pilgrimage there, is to the friars pray with the pilgrims. And we ask the pilgrims to mention their particular intentions, and then we lay hands on them and pray with them. And it's a very touching event for almost everybody who comes there.
Oh, sure.
And it continues that wonderful aura that surrounds the shrine, and that's the aura of healing. And I'll never forget a couple of years ago I was there. When I was there, we had every Sunday afternoon we had this one couple that came to the shrine, and they always prayed for the same intention. They wanted to have a child, and so we would pray with them, and this was going on just for a long time. And then finally, they just didn't show up for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there they were again. And so I had the occasion to pray with them. And so he said, "Well, brother, we have something we'd like to show you." And I said, "Okay, sure. Well, what is it?" So I followed them back to the vestibule. And there was a stroller with triplets.
Praise the Lord.
So I just wanted to really, I told them over and over again, you know, Mary always answers, but she always answers in a different way than what we anticipate. And usually it's a pleasant way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. But the shrine is infused with that sense of awe and wonderment. And that great moving, constantly moving power of God. The history of the shrine is filled with elements of healing. The healings at the shrine did not belong only to the 19th century.
One of the other stories I remember you telling, Brother Jeffrey, was about a young girl that came there that had trouble with her eyes, that she was like about 10 or 11 years old, and she was praying through the intercession of Our Lady of Consolation and asked her parents to bring her there, unbeknownst to them, that she had heard about people coming to the shrine. Do you recall that story?
Yes, I do. And I think those people were from Cleveland. But the important thing is that they came back. They left the shrine. We prayed with them. And they left to go home. And then they turned around and came back because the little girl began to call out license plate numbers after her trip to the shrine.
Amazing. After that, she had brought her glasses back and put them into the cases downstairs
right,
where we have many, many items, testimonials left over by people that have felt as though that somehow God had touched their lives through the intercession of Our Lady of Consolation. They'll leave them there at the shrine for other people to see what their faith had done for them.
And once again, everything in the shrine comes back to the one moving factor, faith, and how God's presence is so real there. you cannot be present at the shrine and be present to the pilgrims and be walking among them or anything and not be touched by the fact this is a very special place. It's a very special place because it's a place of God. And what we find in Carrie is even richer still, because we find a mother. And each one of us is blessed to have had our own mothers. But now we experience a greater dimension of what motherhood is all about. Motherhood is a part of the nature of God. And it's made manifest in a place like Cary, Ohio. And I cannot tell you how empty my life would have been if I did not have that experience of being present at the shrine. And it's been very, very meaningful for me. Just, I remember once, and this one man, his name was Father Irenaeus Szmudzki. I'll never forget him. He was from the Polish province. But Father Irenaeus came in from being on the lawn hearing confessions. And I'll never forget it. He came in, he sat down, and he said his prayers, and then we just started visiting. And he said, "You know, the first confession I had out there today justified the existence of this place." And he said, I'll never forget it. Well, I haven't forgotten that either, his statement, because it just kind of crystallized for me what was happening around me. And I could say that about, you know, another time I was going from the rectory over to the church for something, and it was during one of our busy Sundays. And this woman was standing by the holy water font, and she was just completely erased in tears. She was just completely sobbing her heart out. So I said, what can I help you with? What's going on? She said, "Oh, brother." She said, my father went to confession today on the lawn. And it's the first time he's been in or near a church in over 35 years. You know, well, that makes an impression on a person's soul.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that made real like that. So being in Cary means so much more than even than the history. Being in Cary is really God in action, by giving us His Holy Mother as our mother, and being present as so many people encounter her in so many different ways. And it always will be a very important part of my life.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.